This is The Brief on today's Conversational AI Watch. Welcome to the Thursday Daily Brief, sourced from Conversational AI Watch and sponsored by Clinician Assist, Inc. Today, we're seeing how AI rules are being hastily written and, honestly, broken by the very corporations building the tech. First, corporate control is really clashing with reality. A CAW special report found OpenAI asked California to mandate security monitoring literally 4 days after building those exact fixes for a data breach. They're lobbying to make their internal patch industry law. Meanwhile, Meta's Project OT tried replacing 60% of some teams with AI, causing a 40% spike in security incidents and forcing Mark Zuckerberg to cancel layoffs. It's kind of like selling an unpredictable self-driving car, but lobbying to mandate your specific steering wheel. Second, deeper integration meets zero legal protection. Salesforce just announced Claudeforce, integrating Anthropic's Claude to read data and write emails. But that creates massive legal exposure. The Washington Post revealed chatbot logs were swept into 12 court cases, with a judge ruling AI conversations have absolutely no legal privilege. So if an AI autonomously manages your private enterprise records, what happens when a prosecutor just subpoenas the chatbot? Finally, we're seeing the ultimate government crackdown. While the U.S. struggles with corporate lobbying, China outright banned AI companion bots for minors. Driven by fears of emotional dependence and dropping birth rates, ByteDance was forced to shut down its popular Doubao companion feature completely. While Western firms try to buy regulatory moats, foreign governments are proving they'll simply outlaw a product if it threatens the social fabric. The fight for artificial intelligence is clearly no longer just about who builds the smartest model, but who writes the rulebook that governs it.